Security forces killed 15 terrorists in 3 separate engagements in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, while 2 soldiers embraced martyrdom during the intense fire exchange. An intelligence-based operation was conducted by the security forces in Karak district on reported presence of Kharij. During the conduct of operation, own troops effectively engaged the Kharij location, and resultantly 8 Kharij were sent to hell, said a news release issued by Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR. In another operation conducted in North Waziristan district, 4 Kharij were killed by the security forces. However, during the intense fire exchange, 2 brave sons of soil, Lance Naik Usman Mahmund and Sepoy Imran Khan, having fought gallantly, paid the ultimate sacrifice and embraced Shahadat, the statement added. In the 3rd encounter that took place in General Area Gamalzam, South Waziristan district, own troops successfully neutralized 3 terrorists. Weapons and ammunition were also recovered from the killed Kharij, who remained actively involved in numerous terrorist activities. Sanitization operations are being conducted to eliminate any other Kharji found in the area, as the security forces of Pakistan are determined to wipe out the menace of terrorism, and such sacrifices of our brave soldiers further strengthen our resolve, the statement said. Meanwhile, President Asif Ali Zardari appreciated the security forces for their 3 successful operations. He commended the security forces for killing 15 Kharij during the operations. He paid tribute to the 2 brave Jawans for embracing martyrdom during operation in North Waziristan. He lauded the bravery and patriotism of Lance Naik Usman Mahmund and Sepoy Imran Khan. He praised the brave sons of the nation for sacrificing their lives for the country. The president said the brave armed forces of Pakistan were conducting successful operations for defeating Fitna al-Kharij. He reiterated his determination to continue operations till the complete elimination of terrorism. The whole nation stood with its security forces in the war against terrorism, he remarked. The president prayed for the elevation of ranks of the martyrs in Jannah, and for grant of fortitude to the bereaved heirs.